CBS News Brief. TikTok users are gathering now in Washington to protest a new House bill that would ban the app if it doesn't sever ties with China. CBS's Allison Keyes.
They showed up wearing buttons and carrying signs reading hashtag keep TikTok. Others carried signs saying TikTok helped me grow my business.
There could be a delay in Donald Trump's election interference case in Georgia after a judge tossed some of his charges. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
The prosecution will go back, and we're talking about specific parts of the indictment that deal with which provisions of the Georgia Constitution are alleged to have been violated.
And some relief today for many starving Palestinians in northern Gaza, where Israel finally allowed aid trucks to flow in for the first time since it started the war with Hamas. CBS's Linda Gradstein's in Jerusalem.
Israel said that the aid was inspected in southern Gaza before being transferred to a new route into northern Gaza.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Ballot drop boxes could be legal again in Wisconsin. The state Supreme Court is agreeing to take up a case seeking to overturn Wisconsin's ban on drop boxes. Oral arguments are set for May 13th. The court banned drop boxes almost 2 years ago when it was under conservative control. At the time, justices said state law doesn't allow for off-site drop boxes, but liberals maintain there's nothing in state law that expressly prohibits them either. President Biden is back in Wisconsin today.
In Milwaukee, the president will share how this administration investments are rebuilding our communities and creating good-paying jobs.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says Biden is talking about lowering costs for families and strengthening Social Security and Medicare. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Brittany Merlot. The Stevens Point community is calling for a change to the road where the hit-and-run death happened. On March 6th, 63-year-old Herbert Weevil was struck on West River Drive. Police say the suspect was going double the speed limit in that stretch. Now, the community is shaken and no doubt want to see a solution. Between speeding and sun in your eyes around a curve, there are no shoulders for leeway, and residents are suggesting a double no-pass center line. And the Citizens Water Group of Wood County is holding a panel presentation and discussion on Monday. It will be at the McMillan Library at 6 o'clock in the Fine Arts Center. It's called The Future of Clean Drinking Water in the Central Sands. There will be several speakers, including Dr. George Kraft, Professor Emeritus of Water Resources at UWSP, Melissa Johnson, Executive Director of Wisconsin Green Fire, and Mayor Katie Rosenberg from the City of Wausau, among others from Wood County. And that's what you need to know. I'm Brittany Merlot.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays every week. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Workers.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Brewers come up short. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers face the Cubs at Sloan Park in Mesa, Arizona. Colin Ray pitched four scoreless innings. William Contreras with an RBI and a three-run homer. But the Cubs came back with a walk-off home run from Patrick Wisdom to win 6-5 over the Crew. College basketball, the UWM Panthers losing to the Oakland Grizzlies 83-76 in the Horizon League Championship played in Detroit. Oakland advances to the NCAA tournament. NBA, the Bucks with another blowout loss on the road, this time 129-94 to the Kings, who went right after Damian Lillard. Doc Rivers.
They're going to pressure him and trap him. If we space the floor and move the ball, we work on the drill every day, we should be able to pick it apart. Think about it. If they're trapping Dame, that's Giannis in the middle of the floor. We didn't take advantage of that tonight. We really just didn't move the ball tonight.
How do you feel about the ball handling tonight?
We were sloppy. I mean, we really were. It's a sloppy night.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Under a mix of sun and clouds today, we still strike unseasonal.